The Waji 7, translated by Bhikkhu Sajjato. At Sarandada. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Vasali at the Sarandada tree shrine. Then several Lichuis went up to the Buddha, bowed, sat down to one side, and the Buddha said to these Lichuis, Lichuis, I will teach you these 7 principles that prevent decline. Listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. Yes, sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. And what are the 7 principles that prevent decline? As long as the Wajis meet frequently and have many meetings, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the Wajis meet in harmony, leave in harmony, and carry on their business in harmony, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the Wajis don't make new decrees or abolish existing decrees, but undertake and follow the ancient Wajian traditions as they have been decreed, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the Wajis honour, respect, esteem and venerate Wajian elders and think them worth listening to, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the Wajis don't forcibly abduct the women or girls of the clans and make them live with them, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the Wajis honour, respect, esteem and venerate the Wajian shrines, whether inner or outer, not neglecting the proper spirit offerings that were given and made in the past, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the Wajis organise proper protection, shelter and security for perfected ones, so that more perfected ones might come to the realm and those already here may live in comfort, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as these 7 principles that prevent decline last among the Wajis, and as long as the Wajis are seen following them, they can expect growth, not decline. With Wasakara. So I have heard, at one time the Buddha was staying near Rajagaha on the Vulture's Peak Mountain. Now at that time, King Ajatasattu of Magadha, son of the princess of Widaha, wanted to invade the Wajis. He declared, I shall wipe out these Wajis, so mighty and powerful. I shall destroy them and lay ruin and devastation upon them. And then King Ajatasattu addressed Wasakara, the Brahmin minister of Magadha, Please, Brahmin, go to the Buddha and in my name bow with your head to his feet. Ask him if he is healthy and well, nimble, strong, and living comfortably. And then say, Sir, King Ajatasattu of Magadha, son of the princess of Widaha, wants to invade the Wajis. He has declared, I shall wipe out these Wajis, so mighty and powerful. I shall destroy them and lay ruin and devastation upon them. Remember well how the Buddha answers and tell it to me. For realized ones say nothing that is not so. Yes, sir, Wasakara replied. He went to the Buddha and exchanged greetings with him. When the greetings and polite conversation were over, he sat down to one side and said to the Buddha, Master Gotama, King Ajatasattu bows with his head to your feet. He asks if you are healthy and well, nimble, strong and living comfortably. King Ajatasattu wants to invade the Wajis. He has declared, I shall wipe out these Wajis, so mighty and powerful. I shall destroy them and lay ruin and devastation upon them. Now at that time, Venerable Ananda was standing behind the Buddha, fanning him. Then the Buddha said to him, Ananda, have you heard that the Wajis meet frequently and have many meetings?
I have heard that, sir.
As long as the Wajis meet frequently and have many meetings, they can expect growth, not decline. Ananda, have you heard that the Wajis meet in harmony, leave in harmony, and carry on their business in harmony?
I have heard that, sir.
As long as the Wajis meet in harmony, leave in harmony, and carry on their business in harmony, they can expect growth, not decline. Ananda, have you heard that the Wajjis don't make new decrees or abolish existing decrees, but proceed having undertaken the ancient Wajjian principles as they have been decreed? I have heard that, sir. As long as the Wajjis don't make new decrees or abolish existing decrees, but proceed having undertaken the ancient Wajjian traditions as they have been decreed, they can expect growth, not decline. Ananda, have you heard that the Wajjis honour, respect, esteem, and venerate Wajjian elders and think them worth listening to? I have heard that, sir. As long as the Wajjis honour, respect, esteem, and venerate Wajjian elders and think them worth listening to, they can expect growth, not decline. Ananda, have you heard that the Wajjis don't forcibly abduct the women or girls of the clans and make them live with them? I have heard that, sir. As long as the Wajjis don't forcibly abduct the women or girls of the clans and make them live with them, they can expect growth, not decline. Ananda, have you heard that the Wajjis honour, respect, esteem, and venerate the Wajjian shrines, whether inner or outer, not neglecting the proper spirit offerings that were given and made in the past? I have heard that, sir. As long as the Wajjis honour, respect, esteem, and venerate the Wajjian shrines, whether inner or outer, not neglecting the proper spirit offerings that were given and made in the past, they can expect growth, not decline. Ananda, have you heard that the Wajjis organise proper protection, shelter, and security for the perfected ones, so that more perfected ones might come to the realm, and those already here may live in comfort? I have heard that, sir. As long as the Wajjis organise proper protection, shelter, and security for perfected ones, so that more perfected ones might come to the realm, and those already here may live in comfort, they can expect growth, not decline. Then the Buddha said to Vasakara, Brahmin, one time I was staying near Visali at the Sarandada woodland shrine. There I taught the Wajjis these principles that prevent decline. As long as these seven principles that prevent decline last among the Wajjis, and as long as the Wajjis are seen following them, they can expect growth, not decline. When the Buddha had spoken, Vasakara said to him, Master Gotama, if the Wajjis follow even a single one of these principles, they can expect growth, not decline. How much more so all seven? King Ajatasattu cannot defeat the Wajjis in war unless by bribery or by sowing dissension. Well now, Master Gotama, I must go. I have many duties and much to do. Please, Brahmin, go at your convenience. Then Vasakara the Brahmin, having approved and agreed with what the Buddha said, got up from his seat and left. Non-decline for mendicants, first. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Rajagaha on the Vulture's Peak mountain. There the Buddha addressed the mendicants. Mendicants, I will teach you these seven principles that prevent decline. Listen and apply your mind well. I will speak. Yes, sir, they replied. The Buddha said this. What are the seven principles that prevent decline? As long as the mendicants meet frequently and have many meetings, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the mendicants meet in harmony, leave in harmony, and carry on their business in harmony, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the mendicants don't make new decrees or abolish existing decrees, but undertake and follow the training rules as they have been decreed, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the mendicants honour, respect, esteem, and venerate the senior mendicants of long standing, long gone forth, fathers and leaders of the Sangha, and think them worth listening to, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the mendicants don't fall under the sway of arisen craving for future lives, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the mendicants take care to live in wilderness lodgings, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as the mendicants individually establish mindfulness, so that more good-hearted spiritual companions might come, and those that have already come may live comfortably, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as these seven principles that prevent decline last among the mendicants, and as long as the mendicants are seen following them, they can expect growth, not decline. Non-decline for mendicants, second. Mendicants, I will teach you seven principles that prevent decline. Listen and apply your mind well. And what are the seven principles that prevent decline? As long as the mendicants don't relish work, loving it and liking to relish it, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as they don't enjoy talk, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as they don't enjoy sleep, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as they don't enjoy company, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as they don't have corrupt wishes, falling under the sway of corrupt wishes, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as they don't have bad friends, companions, and associates, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as they don't stop halfway after achieving some insignificant distinction, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as these seven principles that prevent decline last among the mendicants, and as long as the mendicants are seen following them, they can expect growth, not decline. Non-decline for mendicants, third. Mendicants, I will teach you seven principles that prevent decline. Listen and apply your mind well. And what are the seven principles that prevent decline? As long as the mendicants are faithful, conscientious, prudent, learned, energetic, mindful, wise, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as these seven principles that prevent decline last among the mendicants, and as long as the mendicants are seen following them, they can expect growth, not decline. Awakening factors. Mendicants, I will teach you seven principles that prevent decline. Listen and apply your mind well. And what are the seven principles that prevent decline? As long as the mendicants develop the awakening factor of mindfulness, investigation of principles, energy, rapture, tranquility, immersion, equanimity, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as these seven principles that prevent decline last among the mendicants, and as long as the mendicants are seen following them, they can expect growth, not decline. Perceptions. Mendicants, I will teach you seven principles that prevent decline. Listen and apply your mind well. And what are the seven principles that prevent decline? As long as the mendicants develop the perception of impermanence, not-self, ugliness, drawbacks, giving up, fading away, cessation, they can expect growth, not decline. As long as these seven principles that prevent decline last among the mendicants, and as long as the mendicants are seen following them, they can expect growth, not decline. Non-decline for a mendicant trainee. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Sarvati in Jeta's Grove, Anathapindika's monastery. There the Buddha addressed the mendicants. These seven things lead to the decline of a mendicant trainee. What seven? They relish work, talk, sleep, and company. They don't guard the sense doors, and they eat too much. And when there is Sangha business to be carried out, they don't reflect. There are senior mendicants in the Sangha of long standing, long gone forth, responsible. They'll be known for taking care of this. So they try to do it themselves. These seven things lead to the decline of a mendicant trainee. These seven things don't lead to the decline of a mendicant trainee. What seven? They don't relish work, talk, sleep, and company. They guard the sense doors and don't eat too much. And when there is Sangha business to be carried out, they reflect, there are senior mendicants in the Sangha of long standing, long gone forth, responsible. They'll be known for taking care of this. So they don't try to do it themselves. These seven things don't lead to the decline of a mendicant trainee. Non-decline for a lay follower. These seven things lead to the decline of a lay follower. What seven? They miss out on seeing the mendicants. They neglect listening to the true teaching. They don't train in higher ethical conduct. They're very suspicious about mendicants, whether senior, junior, or middle. They listen to the teaching with a hostile, fault-finding mind. They seek outside of the Buddhist community for those worthy of religious donations, and they serve them first. These seven things lead to the decline of a lay follower. These seven things don't lead to the decline of a lay follower. What seven? They don't miss out on seeing the mendicants. They don't neglect listening to the true teaching. They train in higher ethical conduct. They're very confident about mendicants, whether senior, junior, or middle. They don't listen to the teaching with a hostile, fault-finding mind. They don't seek outside of the Buddhist community for those worthy of religious donations. And they serve the Buddhist community first. These seven things don't lead to the decline of a lay follower. That is what the Buddha said. Then the Holy One, the teacher, went on to say, a lay follower misses out on seeing those who are evolved and listening to the teachings of the Noble One. They don't train in higher ethical conduct, and their suspicion about mendicants just grows and grows. They want to listen to the true teaching with a fault-finding mind. They seek outside the Buddhist community for someone else worthy of religious donations, and that lay follower serves them first. These seven principles leading to decline have been well taught. A lay follower who practices them falls away from the true teaching. A lay follower doesn't miss out on seeing those who are evolved and listening to the teachings of the Noble One. They train in higher ethical conduct, and their confidence in mendicants just grows and grows. They want to listen to the true teaching without a fault-finding mind. They don't seek outside the Buddhist community for someone else worthy of religious donations, and that lay follower serves the Buddhist community first. These seven principles that prevent decline have been well taught. A lay follower who practices them doesn't fall away from the true teaching. Failures for a lay follower. Mendicants, there are these seven failures for a lay follower. They miss out on seeing the mendicants. They neglect listening to the true teaching. They don't train in higher ethical conduct. They're very suspicious about mendicants, whether senior, junior, or middle. They listen to the teaching with a hostile, fault-finding mind. They seek outside of the Buddhist community for those worthy of religious donations, and they serve them first. These seven things lead to the failure of a lay follower. There are these seven accomplishments for a lay follower. What seven? They don't miss out on seeing the mendicants. They don't neglect listening to the true teaching. They train in higher ethical conduct. They're very confident about mendicants, whether senior, junior, or middle. They don't listen to the teaching with a hostile, fault-finding mind. They don't seek outside of the Buddhist community for those worthy of religious donations, and they serve the Buddhist community first. These are the 7 accomplishments for a lay follower. Downfalls for a lay follower. Mendicants, there are these 7 downfalls for a lay follower. They miss out on seeing the mendicants. They neglect listening to the true teaching. They don't train in higher ethical conduct. They're very suspicious about mendicants, whether senior, junior, or middle. They listen to the teaching with a hostile, fault-finding mind. They seek outside of the Buddhist community for those worthy of religious donations, and they serve them first. These 7 things lead to the downfall of a lay follower. There are these 7 successes for a lay follower. What 7? They don't miss out on seeing the mendicants. They don't neglect listening to the true teaching. They train in higher ethical conduct. They're very confident about mendicants, whether senior, junior, or middle. They don't listen to the teaching with a hostile, fault-finding mind. They don't seek outside of the Buddhist community for those worthy of religious donations, and they serve the Buddhist community first. These are the 7 successes for a lay follower. A lay follower misses out on seeing those who are evolved and listening to the teachings of the Noble One. They don't train in higher ethical conduct, and their suspicion about mendicants just grows and grows. They want to listen to the true teaching with a fault-finding mind. They seek outside the Buddhist community for someone else worthy of religious donations, and that lay follower serves them first. These 7 principles leading to decline have been well taught. A lay follower who practices these falls away from the true teaching. A lay follower doesn't miss out on seeing those who are evolved and listening to the teachings of the Noble One. They train in higher ethical conduct, and their confidence in mendicants just grows and grows. They want to listen to the true teaching without a fault-finding mind. They don't seek outside the Buddhist community for someone else worthy of religious donations, and that lay follower serves the Buddhist community first. These 7 principles that prevent decline have been well taught. A lay follower who practices them doesn't fall away from the true teaching.